This is TWiT.
One of the things that really changed my perception of the iPad, and actually I think it's made me start thinking I could use this all the time. The number one thing I wanted to do, and it's really one of the most important things I do with my laptop too, is photo editing, right?
Yeah.
And what's happened with the iPad, yes, sure, you don't, you know, you have Lightroom, but it's not a full Lightroom, and you have Photoshop, it's not a full Photoshop. But between things like Affinity Photo, Pixelmator Photo, and this Apple Award winner, Darkroom, I think, honestly, this has become my preferred photo editing choice, partly because it's got the best screen, right? It's got a really good screen. And touch is really important, too. I think touch helps a lot because it means you can take a photo and you can do things with the touch, you know, draw and so forth, that are really, really valuable.
There's no disconnect, right? I mean, you're editing the photo directly on the photo as opposed to from via mouse or some other pointer.
Darkroom has every feature that you would, you know, it's a little dark. Speaking of Darkroom, I guess I can turn it up a little bit. Let's see how it looks if I do that. It's still a little bit dark, isn't it? Maybe part of it is because photographers don't want the controls to make, you know, attract the eye. So they make these as dark as possible, which is, you know, you have a gray background and so forth. It's another reason why this is a really thoughtful program. I've just hit the edit controls, and you can see there's everything you would have in Lightroom. Brightness, contrast, highlights, of course, shadows, whites. We have the histogram, and that's what we're modifying right here is this histogram. So if you see, if I bring up the shadows, for instance, it'll change this histogram and as well as changing the photo. So what you're doing is what you could do in another app. Sometimes they do this in other apps with the histogram, but you could see the histogram. I like Vibrance is another really nice one that I use a lot.
I didn't even notice that neon color along the wheel.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to bring that up. Same thing with saturation. Yeah, so this is a really interesting sculpture in Petaluma. This is from the Burning Man exhibit. So we have a lot of burners in Petaluma. A lot of the artists live in Petaluma. And so this is at the Petaluma Art Center, and it was a Burning Man sculpture. And so, as always with Burning Man, lighting is really important. There's LEDs, along all of the edges. But I should have taken it at night. In fact, I have another image from the night that's much better. It also has curves, but see, this is a good one to work with because it is in the daytime. Maybe we can make that sculpture pop a little bit. It's got hue, saturation, and luminance, HSL, which photographers, professionals will recognize as another thing you often work in. And you can change the color channels, which is really, I have to say, in a lot of ways, this is better than Lightroom. It has a lot of the features of Lightroom. Sometimes I like to put a frame around my photos. This gives you an easy way to do that, as well as, of course,
I like the framing.
Yeah, I like it. I think there's sometimes you want to do that, especially a photo like this.
If you're going to put it on Instagram, for example, like you can make it square.
Yep. Of course, it's got all the cropping features and so forth. Straighten, so I can do this very easily. Horizontal perspective, that's a common feature if you're taking architectural photos and you want to be able to make the building not feel like it's falling on top of you. They've got vertical perspective for that. We can have various grids. I can change my aspect ratio. So if you say, I want to put this on Instagram, I could just push a button and it's square now. Probably should have shot it differently if I wanted to put this on Instagram. This is really pretty much everything you'd want in a photo editor. This is Darkroom and one of the Apple Award winners. And I think deservedly, this doesn't have as, maybe it has to do with the API and so forth, but this is, what's really clear is this is a touch-first photo editor, which means it's designed, it's made for the iPad. And I think a very good choice. And not really expensive. It's free, and then there are in-app purchases.
For the pro version, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure I have the pro version. Well, the other nice thing, unlike Lightroom, it starts with Apple Photos. So it has all the images from Apple Photos already. You don't have to import anything, which to me is huge. Of course, you've got all the info. And since I took this with an iPhone, I've got the geographic location, the all the settings and so forth. That's what you'd expect in the metadata. I feel like this is just really great. And then, of course, once you're done, you've got complete export control. including the ability to send it to Instagram directly or other apps and services. You can copy hashtags.
Now, what's that mean? Copy hashtags. I haven't seen that.
Well,
oh, cool. So it looks at, I remember this now. It is a machine learning feature, computer
travel,
vision.
Portrait,
it looks
landscape.
At what the photo is and can figure that out and automatically copy those hashtags.
Yep. And you can have hashtag sets, so you can manage hashtag sets. You can even have a Siri shortcut that will, I don't know. If you're really into hashtags, I guess having a hashtag
for
shortcut.
For Instagram especially.
Yeah, it's very handy. So, these are the existing ones, and I could change those. So that's pretty nice, I have to say. This is designed for the heavy-duty Instagram influencer, but also the professional photographer, I think, will find a lot to benefit from this. So, the only thing... You know, it's not one of those, apply a filter and leave apps. You're gonna want to spend some time in it. I think it's really fantastic. I couldn't be happier with this.